we've gone through the as examples of the Thai forest tradition of Ajahn Mun, Ajahn Mahabua, Upasika Ki, and the next sort of flavor that I'd like to present. All of these, the first three teachers are kind of like primary teachers or in the and they've all passed away, so that the next teacher that I would like to introduce is Ajahn Liam, who is a the abbot of Wat Phong, successor to Ajahn Chah as the abbot of Ajahn Chah's monastery, and he is he went to live with Ajahn Chah in 1969. That was, but it was already his ninth year as a monk when he didn't ordain with Ajahn Chah. And but he went to train with Ajahn Chah, and his account of his well, I'll have Ajahn Kurundamul do a reading, but his account of his practice with Ajahn Chah, I think, is helpful as a follows some of the important and central characteristics of the, again, the flavor and the way of training within the Thai forest tradition. And and some people who are here have met Ajahn Liam, so that it's not an, I think it's important to recognize that the tradition is not just some historical anomaly that is in the realm of mythology and fairy tale, but it's something that is carried on in contemporary times and is being passed on, so that I think Ajahn Liam really kind of exemplifies a good example of somebody who has experimented with his training, and then he gives examples of that, but then is also example to other people, so that certainly the in Thailand, his duties are it's hard to imagine for any of us to imagine of how much he actually does, because he's really the abbot of Wat Phong, which has 40-50 monks, 40-50 nuns, but then Wat Phong is the central monastery for about 300-400 other monasteries that are associated with that. So any problem comes up, and they all come to him. And then, of course, he's actually he's always been very close to the Westerners. He and Ajahn Sumedho were very good friends when they were young monks together, and so that he's provided leadership and guidance over all this time. And of course, just this last visit, he was at the meeting. There's this whole series of meetings that we had in England that myself and Ajahn Brichar were just at, And Ajahn Liam was there, and Ajahn Sujito, before the meetings actually started, he sat down and was talking with, took the opportunity to talk with Ajahn Liam, and kind of asked him, because, well, you know, what's the role of the abbot? How do you hold this position of abbot? And Ajahn Liam sort of, abbot doesn't do anything. You don't have to do anything. It's you practice and live, and you just respond to things. What's that? Yeah, you wanted a job description. And then Liam wasn't really buying into it. He wasn't. What's important is kind of just living the life of a practitioner and trying to do it as best you can. And there's nothing complicated. I think that's how he relates to practice, that's how he relates to duty. And he's incredibly at ease in the realm of all of this responsibility and projection. And I think it's a wonderful example of what's possible with the teachings and the effect that it has, because he's in the middle of all of this sort of duty and projection or whatever, what comes his way. He doesn't pick up any of it. So it's quite delightful to be around him.